Welcome to Rising Moon Astrology. This is Mary Pat Lynch. And this is my introduction to the new moon in Libra of October 12th, 2015. Libra is a calm and peaceful sign, but this new moon brings energies that allow us to move forward on goals that we've been waiting to accomplish. With this new moon, we have the opportunity to take flight. To learn more about Rising Moon Astrology, find me on Facebook or at risingmoonastrology.com. I hope you enjoy the recording. The new moon in Libra arrives at 8:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time on Monday, October 12th. Libra is cardinal air, the energy that lifts us, the wind beneath our wings, the calm and balanced force, yes, force, that moves us in new directions. We've been through a lot. The universe has invited us, enticed us, compelled us to see and experience new things, things we never dreamed or thought or wanted. The word inundated comes to mind. Many of the new experiences have been wonderful. Some have been terrible, and all have affected us in unexpected and still to be determined ways. We felt all the feels. We can't go back to who we were. It's been quite a ride, and I'm not sure I can keep going at this pace. Except this new moon says, yes, I can. This new moon in Libra is not a quiet moon. There's plenty of movement. This moon can't stand still. And yet, let's think of dancing instead of falling. This new moon invites us to take flight. The timing is right. Mercury is moving direct again and is conjunct the north node of the future. Time to find our true voice. Venus, also direct and moving towards Mars and Jupiter. Time to act creatively, with enthusiasm, attending to detail, and trusting in abundance. The flowing energy connection between Pluto and Jupiter that continues for the next month has begun. Time to clear out the old, the outmoded, the dead in the water, the unworkable. Time to start fresh. At this new moon, we enter a time for acting with confidence on what we've learned. The waiting period is over. We're cleared for takeoff. But wait, I hear you say. Isn't Libra all about calm and balance and harmony? Yes, and this new moon is getting a kick from Uranus and Aries in a very tight opposition. Leah Whitehorse at Lua Astrology calls this new moon the tipping point for that very reason. Will Uranus knock us off balance? It's possible, but Libra energy is strong now. We've learned a lot. We're tired of sitting on the ground. Instead of being knocked over, think of getting just the momentum we need. That moment when the bigger kid gives us the run-under push that sends us giddily high. The moment, running as fast as we can, we feel our kite tug against our arm as it takes off. The moment we sail off the sand dune, the wind lifting the wings of the hang glider. Sure, there's crash potential, but what have we been practicing for? What were all those exercises, trials and errors, and test runs, if not to finally do it? As Carl Jung says, it all depends on how we look at things, not how they are in themselves. So, which new directions are best to choose now? which kinds of wishes and intentions will lift us highest. Any wishes about clarity, finding our voice and speaking our truth, acting on what we know, and moving forward toward goals we hold dear are supported at this new moon. This is especially true if the truths we speak and the goals we aim for have emerged from the confusing soup of insights, experiences, and initiations we've been wading through these last months and more. And in addition, relationships of all kinds are important, making sure that there is balance in those, that we are true to ourselves in all of our contracts, and not disadvantaging ourselves through trying to keep the peace. This new moon falls at 19 degrees of Libra. Grab your birth chart. If you don't have one, check out my astrology resources page at risingmoonastrology.com for where to get one. Look around the outer rim of the chart and find the symbol for Libra. The line where Libra appears is the opening into the house Libra rules in your chart. Libra rules my third house in my birth chart. The house in which the new moon appears tells you which area of life will be most affected. Molly Hall at aboutastrology.com offers some guidelines on how this new moon will touch the houses. Also check which planets and points you have close to the new moon, anything from about 14 to 24 degrees of any sign. These will be hot spots in your chart for possible new moon wishes and intentions. This new moon is closest to my Mercury-Neptune conjunction in my third house, so my wishes will focus on creativity and communication. For an overview on setting intentions and making wishes at the new moon, check out my New Moon Wishes page, also at risingmoonastrology.com. But the bottom line for this new moon is we've weathered many challenges. There's a lot going right at this new moon. Let's embrace this energy and see how far we can fly. This has been Mary Pat Lynch at Rising Moon Astrology, bringing you the new moon in Libra of October 2015.